This podcast is for the brave hearts, the black sheep, the rebels. If you're willing to face your fears and optimize your time on this planet, you are among friends. This is the Erin Evans Podcast.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back. In my profession, I have the good fortune of sitting with those in pain or those that are on the cusp of a big evolution in their lives. And what I see so often is that we are our own worst enemy, and that suffering for us becomes like a badge of honor. Like, it feels good to somehow berate ourselves, denigrate ourselves, and sit and stew in our own pain. In the book Buddha's Brain, Rick Hansen talks about suffering as the first dart and the second dart. The first dart is the inevitable pain of being human, injury or sickness, job loss, grief over a loved one, being bullied, toxic relationships, unrequited love. And then the second dart is the one that you shoot at yourself, where you ruminate, rehash all that went wrong and how it is your fault or how it's someone else's fault. What is suffering? Suffering is a not okayness with the moment in front of you. It's a two-hand push away of a moment that you're in. You are resisting reality. You are not okay with the present moment. Suffering could be financial. It could be pain about decisions you made in the past, things that happened to you. Can be relational or social, interpersonal or psychological. It can also be physical pain in the body. Now, the Bible says that suffering is a product of the fall and a consequence of us being sinners, meaning we've done wrong somehow, and so suffering is to teach us a lesson to get back on track, to be in God's good books, as it were. Spiritually, suffering is intended to remind us that we don't know the ending of the story and that we must be open to the mystery. It's kind of a wake-up call to get our attention, a temple bell reminding us that we have slipped away from presence. We are living in what in yogic scripture says a vritti, a fluctuation of thought, a hook. There is without a doubt a reason why we suffer, why we have pain. And if we think about the example of a stove being hot, we touch our hand on it, we burn our hand, and now we know not to touch the stove. If we eat food that is inconsistent with our microbiome and we get sick, then we know to avoid those foods because it's not for us. It's also very informative. Pain tells us where there is a possibility for resilience, or perhaps we need to say no to something or someone. The Buddhists paint a bleak picture of society and humanity and the experience of waking up. And although I agree with most of what the Buddhists say, I sometimes feel like there's not enough space for joy and pleasure. So take what works and throw the rest away. These are all just systems to help us understand and make meaning of something that is utterly meaningless. The Buddhists say that life is suffering, and the three poisons that keep us on the path of suffering are greed, hatred, and delusion. So let's dive in. Greed. Greed is a selfish desire for wealth, power, food, prestige, and it is the monster of more. And it's such a slippery slope to follow one's vocation because we love it, because it makes us come alive. And when it starts to tip over into wanting it for the wrong reasons, for fame, for money, for power. Now, greed becomes a real pain point for us, that second dart of suffering, when it's never enough. Because deep inside, I feel like a certain amount of money, a certain amount of fame or love is going to somehow make me feel like I'm loved or important. And therefore, I need the external world to set my internal state. Do you hear how crazy that is? I have absolutely no power or confidence unless you tell me that I'm pretty, good enough, talented. Greed is entitlement. It's pretentiousness and arrogance that I deserve more than what I'm getting. It means what is in it for me attitude, and we are attached to the outcome. We're not doing the thing because we love it, we're doing it because we want the dangling carrot of doing the thing. The second poison is hatred, ill will, dislike, animosity, bitterness toward other people. It's finger pointing and blaming. It is the attitude of, oh, it must be nice, lucky them. As though we somehow ended up in a difficult position and we can't get out of it, so we blame, we hate. There is something about judgment that feels righteous, as though we somehow have the superiority to evaluate someone's life decisions. When people tell me, I really want to do this thing, but I'm fearful of what people are thinking, I often wonder, well, what the hell are you thinking about other people? With the poison of hatred, I think of the Nietzsche quote, beware that when fighting monsters, you yourself do not become a monster. When I am in a toxic situation that has me reeling and spinning, and I know it's probably more about Aaron than it is about the situation, I ask myself, where have I become that? The final poison that creates more pain and suffering in our lives is delusion. So delusion is the false belief or judgment on an external reality, despite evidence to the contrary. Delusion is anxiety, fear about what is yet to come, because it hasn't happened yet, so it's not real. Delusion is the insidious thoughts we have about ourselves, the paranoia we have about how people are perceiving us. Can we make a promise to one another? That we will stop allowing our obsessive mind to ruin moments of joy. That if we need to complain or ruminate, we talk to a professional so that we get to the bottom of this and we don't perpetuate suffering. We become a vehicle of peace in the world. When you notice the poison of greed, take a moment and reflect on what is in this for you. That you've come this far and you are enough, and land in this moment. To acknowledge your rad and how far you've come begins to cut the ties of wanting more. When you feel the intense pressure of hatred, come back to you. What Peter says about Paul says more about Peter than Paul. It is a total loss of power for you to send judgment out into the world. Catch it when it happens and go in. How do I create something of beauty here? And with delusional thoughts, paranoia, concern for what other people are thinking about you, ask yourself, is this thought useful and is it generative? We are all works in progress, but our suffering only creates a ripple of that in the world. And if we are to shift consciousness, we have to take the onus upon ourselves. Where are we creating more pain, more suffering? I love you a lot. If you liked what you heard, be sure to rate and subscribe to this podcast. I'll leave you with this. This man named Jerry dies in a car crash and he goes straight to hell. And as he passes over deadly pits and screaming sinners, he sees a man that he recognizes cozied up to this beautiful woman. And he recognizes the man as this cunning lawyer who died a couple years ago. And Jerry's like, that is not fair. I have to roast in eternity and that lawyer is having fun with a beautiful woman. And the devil says, be quiet, poking him with his pitchfork and says, who are you to question that woman's punishment?